Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a poet reclaims her voice.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Earlier this year, WVXU in Cincinnati hosted Next Gen Radio. The organization trains the next generation of journalists, teaching them how to report and produce a non-narrated audio piece. This week, we're airing a few of their stories. Lilia Santaramo produced today's piece about Christine Wilson, who rediscovered the value of her words after joining a women's writing circle.
My mother tongue is actually poetry. I'm a poet through and through. I'm Christine Wilson, executive director at Women Writing for a Change. We're an organization that helps women and other diversity groups find their voice and improve their writing in spaces that are equitable. I've been a director at other nonprofit organizations. The hardest part personally was I felt all the things that women in the workforce experience, which is people taking credit for my work, people interrupting me, jockeying for who has the loudest voice. One place I worked, we wanted to keep it sort of chipper. And you know what? I am not always modern and chipper. Sometimes I'm angry. And there wasn't space in that writing for me to express my own feelings. That led to a really tough time for me and feeling like I was kind of losing myself. I was writing a lot less poetry, even though when I was in college, it was something I pursued heavily. In college, I won an award for Poet in the English Department for poetry. And yet, it was after that, in a senior thesis poetry class, that I had a teacher that I would say was incredibly critical. He just, in every way, shut me down. I took kind of a hiatus from writing after that for quite a while. I had heard about Women Writing for a Change when I was in college, and I thought, I'm going to check that place out. I'm going to make that my writing community. And then I started working, I got married, I had kids, and I didn't. I wish I would have so much sooner, because the way I feel cared for through this place would have been really helpful through all of those things. The way that we do classes is we all sit in a circle. Because we sit in a circle, it means every person is equal. One of our practices at Women Writing is the facilitator chimes between each person who reads in the circle. When it did become time for me to read out loud in that circle for the very first time, something I myself had written, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to cry. And I didn't. I didn't cry. There's a difference between reading your words and inhabiting your words. And I had a moment of inhabiting my own words. And when these women that I was just getting to know reflected back to me my own words, it meant that what I had said had moved them in some way. And I was able to get out of my own head of judgment of my words and move into hearing what they heard. And I felt like it was a moment of accepting my voice, accepting myself. I think when you find your safe space and you find your own freedom, you can extend that to other people. You can't free others if you can't free yourself.
Lilia Santaramo produced that story with Next Gen Radio in Cincinnati. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.